The answer passed, penetrating in perfect truth, the cell of man with even 100,000 myriad calvis. When all against the impudent, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. In yesterday's talk, I described by means of a couple metaphors the karmic washing, the spiritual washing that happens in the cleansing and conversion of karma. One of the metaphors was of a pressure washer cleaning a big, grotty, grubby piece of equipment and working down to various layers of grime and dirt to eventually reveal something lovely and clean. What if this process continues to the point where everything is washed away? Everything we think of as good and bad. Everything we would like to hold on to, everything that we would like to push away. What if it all just gets washed away in that intense, powerful stream? We're left then with nothing. When it comes to this, it is time to sit very still to look up and to just let that nothing be there. One looks down, one can very quickly spiral into despair. However, if one is sitting very still, one is aware that this is a choice. It is a choice whether one will look up, it is a choice whether one will look down. It's not automatic. To be sitting there having nothing, knowing nothing, possessing nothing, to have a sense of oneself as nothing, to have a sense that there is no self to be found, it can be very dark. This darkness is not necessarily the darkness of despair. To despair is an act. Just don't do that act. Just sit there and embrace being nothing, having nothing, knowing nothing. Clinging to nothing. This happens within the context of that offering up of everything. It is the logical conclusion of that offering up of everything. If you offer up everything, what are you left with? Nothing. Karmic consequence works in such a way as to help us do that by making, in the end, everything that we would try to cling to make us aware of the painfulness of trying to cling to it. Of everything we would try to push away to make us aware of the painfulness of trying to push it away. Until we're eventually thrown back on just sitting there with the heart open, wide open to the eternal, having nothing, knowing nothing, clinging to nothing. To sit within that state that I am describing is to be in a blessed place. It is to be the most fortunate of people. Even if one is sitting in the midst of great pain. To sit in this place is to be in what is called the iron man, the iron being. One has nothing to gain or lose. I said that it is a natural conclusion of that offering up of everything. The word conclusion is not the best word. Sometimes words just fail us. The natural consequence of the offering up of everything, and it is a kind of conclusion. But is it that kind of conclusion which is itself a new beginning? When we have truly gotten to this place, then the eternal has a free hand at last. And then it is that the magnificence, the majesty of the eternal manifests in our experience. In the Litany of the Great Compassionate One, this is described in just a few lines. Come, come, hear, hear. A joy springs up in me. Speak, speak, give me direction. Awakened, awakened, I have awakened. Awaken to what? That this great emptiness, is in fact the great immaculacy. That there never was a real uncleanness, a real separation from the eternal in the first place. that the true reality of this transitory body and mind, the components of which have come together for a short time and will separate, break apart at death, that it's all occurring within the context of that which is our true self and the true reality and our true refuge. And that we don't have to go somewhere else to be safe. Because right now and forever we are in the hand of the Eternal. Why is there that line, speak, speak, give me direction? Because sitting in that great nothingness, one knows nothing. If there's going to be any guidance, it has to come from the Eternal then. One knows that one cannot rely on intellect. At the deepest level, when this happens, the brain simply is shut off. And the whole rest of the Litany of the Great Compassionate One expresses the ecstasy of the realization, the awakening that I'm describing. This awakening may happen in a great way, in a great kensho. It may happen many times in many little ways. It may do both. It's not going anywhere. The Eternal is not going anywhere. Anytime we truly give the Eternal an opportunity, anytime we're willing to sit and face that wall and go through the process I'm describing, it happens. It's a willingness to go through the process. It's a willingness to do the training in daily life. That provides the foundation on which this process can happen. That's the fundamental choice that we have to make spiritually. Am I willing to allow the Eternal to help me? Am I willing for the karma to come due in this lifetime in the way it needs to do if it's going to get helped? And that difficulty of going through the karmic washing that I was describing yesterday, that's just the difficulty encountered when the karma comes due. This guarantees that the person who gives their willingness to this will not live an easy and what the world might describe as a happy life. That's one of the things that has to be offered up and given up. That's not the same as to say that that person is going to live their life in despair. I've often quoted a wonderful moment when River Master turned to me and said, "Koshin, we don't need happiness, we know ecstasy." That was her experience, and that is my experience. The karmic washing turns into what River Master called the karmic bathing, the spiritual bathing. It's the same water at work. It says that when the karma has been cleansed and converted, when the dirt has been washed away, they're not the blocks in the circulation that cause the pain. So then the water can flow peacefully, serenely, exquisitely. But it's always the same water. It's always the same compassion of the eternal. It's always the same compassion of the eternal. When it's doing the pressure washing, it's the compassion. When it's soothing and healing and exquisitely and gently bathing, it's the same compassion. It suits itself to our need at every level and every stage of our need. It works utterly selflessly and constantly for our benefit. And we may not know that when we're sitting in that place of darkness and have nothing. Know nothing. But all we have to do is look up in childlike trust in that place. And say, as in the scripture, do the work within my heart. O great victor, I hold on. Move, my defilement, free one. That prayer may not come out of our heart in those words, but when that prayer is in our heart, I guarantee that prayer is heard. Trust the process. Trust the process.
Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.